Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about Stop Drinking Coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com. So, I've not touched a drop of alcohol for 5 years, and today in this video, I'm going to break down 10 things to expect when you stop drinking. Now, the first thing is that when we drink alcohol, we can often have this never-ending sense of dread. We can dread the hangovers. We can dread the morning. Sometimes, in my case, I could even dread drinking. I just didn't even want to drink some days. We can dread work. We can dread going to the gym. There's this never-ending feeling of dread. Just feeling like, oh, really? And here's the great thing is that when you stop drinking alcohol, it starts to become a feeling of relief. It's like having this chain around your neck that's held so tight, and then it's like somebody comes and loosens it. It's like this feeling of, oh, I don't have a hangover. Oh, mate, I feel good today. Oh, I'm not dreading work. Oh, I'm not dreading what did I say to that person yesterday. I feel this sense of relief. That's what it can feel like. So that's the first thing. You can expect a feeling of relief. The second thing is that when we drink alcohol, we know that our energy can be down in the dumps. We can feel a little bit moody, a little bit depressed. It's hard to get going in the mornings. So when you remove alcohol, then the energy can start increasing. Now, don't get me wrong. There are people that stop drinking alcohol and have a dip in energy for the first few days, sometimes a few weeks. But once that passes, you start to feel this contrast because you remember how bad that you felt. And then it's all of a sudden, oh, hang on, this is how I'm supposed to feel. I'm supposed to have energy. And when I say energy, it's not just like that frantic energy, right? What it is this clean energy, and it keeps burning all day. It's almost like you've got more stamina to focus, to read more, to work on projects. But then also, you'll have more energy in the gym, doing exercise, doing fitness stuff, playing with your kids. You can expect a ton more energy than when you drank. The third thing to expect is that when we drink, we get hangovers. Now, I know some of you might not get hangovers. I've heard of people that just get no hangovers at all. That wasn't my case. For me, the hangovers were getting worse and worse and worse the longer that I drank and the more that I drank. And it got to a point where the hangovers were crippling. Like, I'd just lie in bed, anxious. I couldn't go out the house. It was like this terrible, terrible anxiety. And I would feel just like death. So obviously, when you don't drink, that doesn't happen anymore. You get your mornings back and you get your weekends back. So instead of waking up feeling sorry for yourself, you go to the gym in the morning. You go to a church. You spend that quality time with your family. So you can expect to get way more time to do the things that are important to you. The fourth thing is that when we drink, it's a selfish act. And listen, that might upset you. You might not want to hear that. But when you drink, it is purely selfish because it doesn't benefit anybody else. It doesn't even benefit you, as a matter of fact. But it's a selfish behavior where you're drinking a drug, you're setting a terrible example for people, you're doing something that's destroying every single cell in your body, and nobody likes you when you're drunk. Nobody liked me when I was drunk. And hey, listen, I know that's not the case for everybody, but it doesn't matter. It's still a disgusting, selfish act. Because when you drink, you're not setting an example. You're not stepping up as a good leader. You're doing something that is just a stupid behavior. So then when you stop this selfish behavior, then the great thing is that you've got time for the people around you. You're able to be more selfless for your family. You're able to be more selfless for your friends, to your work colleagues, to your team. So as a result of that, your relationships become so much better because you've got time to put into those relationships. Now, the fifth thing is that when we drink alcohol, it can often be very inconsistent. I don't know about you, but when I used to like try and go to the gym, I'd try and exercise, might go a few days, then I'd drink at the weekend and I might take a week off. And then it was just always up and down. And that wasn't just with exercise, that was with everything. My relationships, my work stuff, I was very inconsistent. So when you don't drink, guess what happens? Now, this isn't like a guarantee or anything like that, but it's a lot easier to be consistent. I'm not saying that just because you stop drinking alcohol, there's going to be a miracle with your consistency. Of course, it still takes work to go to the gym every day, to work on your business every day, to do these things. But it's so much easier when you don't have this chain around your neck. You can be consistent. And when you're consistent for months on end, for years on end, you get tremendous results. And that's when great things happen. That's when you get the record year in your business. That's when you get in the best shape of your life. Your relationships are better than ever. So you can expect consistency. The sixth thing is that when we drink, we often escape. Now, what I mean by this is that we get a negative emotion. We want to escape, so we have a drink. We have an argument with our spouse. So We want to escape. We have a drink. We go out to a bar. We're with a bunch of people that we don't really know. We don't really like ourselves. We want to escape who we actually are. So we have some drinks so we can just get the courage to speak to people. I've done that. And it's this never-ending cycle of escapism. So when we don't drink, then we're able to face life. We're able to face it head on. And yeah, do you know what? That's uncomfortable. It takes practice. It means that you've got to step up. You've actually got to start liking yourself. You've sometimes got to face some demons, right? And maybe even do therapy and heal and all that stuff. That's the great thing, is that you start facing these issues rather than just turning to the bottle, escaping, escaping, escaping. That escaping gets us nowhere. The seventh thing is that when we drink alcohol, we're typically on a negative trajectory. Now, listen, maybe it's like slightly positive for some of you, but for me, when I was drinking alcohol, everything was just going down and down and down and down. You know, my health was getting worse, my relationships were getting worse, my finances were getting worse. Nothing good was actually happening in my life. Now, I know for some of you, you might say, yeah, but you know, my career's going well. But then what about the different areas of your life? What about your health? You know, do you really think that consuming a poison is actually helping you and making you healthy and fit? So I am speaking on broad terms and I'm using my own experience, but I know that when I drink alcohol, things are going downhill. So clearly when you stop drinking alcohol, that stops. Now for some people, they might stay neutral, but if you start doing the work on yourself, you start focusing on self-improvement, developing a vision and really putting your focus on building a great future for yourself, then you start getting on a positive trajectory. You start getting a little bit faster on the treadmill. You start getting a little bit stronger in the gym. You start getting a little bit deeper in your relationship. So you start going on a positive trajectory. Everything starts going upwards. The eighth thing is that when we drink, we can fall off. And what I mean by this is that, you know, we might be training, we might be, you know, doing really well in life, and then we just blow it all out. We go on holiday for a week and just say, ah, do you know what? I'm forgetting it all. And then what can happen is that we can come back from these holidays and it can be really hard to kind of pick things back up. And listen, this example is more about for somebody that's not drinking every day. They might be drinking, you know, where they'll go hard for a week, they'll stop for a few weeks, they'll go hard again. But when you don't drink, whatever good actions you're doing in your life, it's so much easier to continue the momentum. Because once you've got momentum, it's so easy just to break it by drinking again and making some bad decisions. Because, you know, when we make a bad decision to drink, then we might make a bad decision to drive our car, to eat the wrong kind of foods. Then we might make a bad decision to sleep in the next day, to skip that workout. But when you're not drinking, you can just carry on the momentum, which is awesome. Now, the ninth one, this isn't going to be for everybody, but I know that when I drank alcohol, I would tell very small lies quite often. Oh, did you go out last night? Yeah, I just had a few, when really I had eight. Oh, Leon, are you drinking again? Not really, just, you know, just a little bit. There would be these little white lies. In fact, I wouldn't even say that they were white lies. It was just total BS. And the reason why is because I was ashamed. I was ashamed and I didn't want to admit to other people how much I drank. And I've spoke to people before that they hide their drinking from their partners, they hide the drinking from their kids, because this is it. We know that what we're doing is stupid, so we have to kind of deny it, not only to ourselves, but to everybody around us. And that sucks. That sucks. That crushes your self-esteem, that destroys relationships with people, and it's just not good behavior. So the great thing is that when you don't drink, you can have absolute honesty with people. You don't need to hide the bottles. You don't need to tell these small lies. You can just be an honest person. And for me, that is my number one value. It's being an honest person. But I think it's very rare that there's a drinker out there that hasn't lied about their drinking in some way at some point in their life. And the final thing is that when we drink alcohol, we're sad. Nobody wakes up happy to be a drinker. Nobody is happy with that decision. And I don't think there's a drinker on the planet that if they could rewind back time and go back to the time that they took their very first drink and then not take it and have a life free from alcohol, I don't think a single person wouldn't turn back time. So when we don't drink, guess what? You finally feel happy. You feel at peace, you feel calm, and you can experience some of the best happiness that you've ever had in your life. Now, if you click the video on the screen now, you can learn why a drinking problem exists with a totally new system to gain control. Have a great day.
Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.